Hi there.
This is crazy.
Okay. Go on. Hey guys. Wow, it's nice to put a face to our voices now. If you heard us through our Spotify, Apple Podcasts, even through our YouTube channel, this is us. I'm Divine.
And I'm Sharon.
And welcome to our first ever video in this podcast. This is going to be amazing.
It's exciting.
Okay, so I feel like this first episode was just to reintroduce ourselves. So, like, you've seen us now. You can get to know and everything. And then based from this, you could, I don't know, ask some questions or anything. Anything that perks your interest. So, do you want to start off?
Oh, okay. Introduce? Okay. Well, I'm Sharon. Hi. Nice to meet whoever's on the screen, I guess. What else do you need to know about me? Well, I'm a student. I'm going to disclose my age for now, because it's not nice to ask a woman's age. I'm a student going to uni. Woo-hoo. I guess that can kind of fit that stuff. How old I am. Going to uni. What else do you need to know about me?
Any hobbies, interests?
Hobbies. I make playlists. You can check that in our link. Yeah. I make a lot of playlists. I think Divine can, like, testify and say that they are...
their best playlists.
They are awesome.
They're best.
I like taking photos too. Yeah, I'm trying to get back into that. I like to edit and take photos. And I'm a binger. I like to watch Netflix, Disney Plus, Prime Video, you name it. I probably have it. But obviously we keep things all, you know, PG and Christ content here. But yeah, I think that's it for me. I'm a bit of a sporty person, but maybe I'll get back into it. We don't know. Yeah, what about you? What about you, Dee?
Well, okay, so I'm a business student at university. So I completed my foundation and first levels. So
well done.
To me. Going into my second year now. life is life, I can't lie. Anyways, I enjoy sports, mainly basketball and football. I enjoy singing. Singing is a real passion of mine.
She's really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
Be honest, be humble.
Really good.
And yeah, and I love, I actually do enjoy going to church. It's something that I picked up on when I first gave my life to Christ. Going to church is like going to a second home. And I feel so safe. And around the people I'm around, the people I'm with, they're like perfect. They're always like there for me, helping. Like, I mean, we've been together since we're like
knee high.
Knee high. So, like,
we've known each other for quite a while.
A long time. So, like, despite the age difference in anything, no matter what, we're still a family.
Yeah.
So I actually love that. And yeah, that's basically about me, really.
Okay. Well, it's nice meeting you, Divine.
It was nice to meet you too.
Okay. More questions. Bible verse.
Okay.
What's your favorite Bible verse?
Okay, so if you know me, you should know this. Okay.
Okay.
My all-time favorite Bible verse is Romans 8:28. That Bible verse got me through wonders, I can't lie. It got me through everything, because it helps me to remind myself that as long as I keep my faith in Christ, I know that all things is going to work according to his good. So to be honest, Romans 8 alone, that chapter alone,
do you know what, just Romans alone?
Yeah, Romans alone.
New Testament alone? Like, you know what? Let's just say the whole Bible at this point. Because that is a special book.
100%.
Book I hold close to my heart. That's so cute, Dee.
What about you?
Do you know what it is? Every single time someone asks me this question, I'm always changing it, because there's so many good verses. I know Romans 8:28. Yeah. But I can't, like, decide, because there's so many. 1 minute I'll say Luke 1:23-24, Proverbs 31, But like, though, I will say,
really, your favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 31.
Oh, verse chapter.
Yeah, that's your favorite chapter.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you virtuous sure? woman and no, but I can't say that I have a favorite. Like, there's one that all of them. I just love so many different ones. I love Matthew 6:33. I had that as a wristband, but it broke. But I'm gonna get it again. I will say, it's one of the favorites because it's the first one that I remembered, like, off by heart. Jeremiah 29:11. Oh, of course. I promise you, I'm not one of those, like, Jeremiah 29:11, and I can't recite it. I can. Yeah, and I just, because I used to just say it, like, blanket statement. I know the plan that God has for me. But then recently, you know, how life will be lifing, and then I kind of realized, like, oh, wow. He's not wrong, you know? Like, he really knows the plan he has for me. And it's like, that's almost even a form of motivation as well. Because it's like, oh, I know no matter what I'm going through right now, I know that, like, this is part of the plan to get to what God wants me to be or what God wants me to have. And he never wants me to be in a place where I'm in pain, where I'm sad. It's a place where I'm happy, where I get not necessarily what I want, but what I need.
Yeah.
That's something. But yeah.
Speaking of life.
Mm.
I don't want to talk about life, but.
No, we talk about life here. We talk about life here.
Okay. Speaking of life, how's it been going for the, let's say, since the beginning of the year and up until now? Because now we're actually halfway into the year.
We're halfway through the year. Wow.
And I'm like, and the month is already towards the end, and I'm like, slow down a bit there, but yeah, for you, how's life-ing for you?
Life is life-ing, in a good way. Ah. Life is life-ing. You know what, yeah, you can't always, life isn't perfect, so you can't expect everything to always be, you know, sunshine and rainbows and flowers and all that kind of stuff. We know that as children of God, by just even confessing Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that is us confirming us going into warfare, which is great. But you know what? You just have to push your way through. And I guess that's what I've been doing this year. This year hasn't necessarily been, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm about to fall apart kind of hard. But it's like, I feel very challenged. And I guess I like that because I feel like there's more depth to my character. I feel like, I feel like I've, between January and now, I feel like I could say I've changed in a way. I feel like I've matured a bit more physically, mentally, spiritually as well. But I won't lie, I haven't had really anything special or significant happen in my life. Like, I'm still quite young. There's not much I can do right now. Like I said, I'm going to university, so I guess that's the first, like, exciting thing. But, like, in general, yeah, life has been lifing. And we thank God for that. Because as long as life is lifing, we have life. But, yeah.
Well, I can say is wait until you start uni.
Oh, my gosh. Please don't.
No. But for real though. Life, in general, is not that bad. Like, I know what people say about uni and everything. But regardless, it really does put yourself in perspective. Like, you will see things in a different way, especially you'll see the difference between living at home and living in campus, on campus. I live at home, but I still see a whole new experience because, like, leaving to go to classes, making sure you're there on time, turning in your assignments, group presentations.
It's okay.
But, yeah, uni as a whole, I can't lie, it was challenging for me because you know, getting these grades, making sure that you pass to go to your next year, and then I know I have so many dreams, so many projects I want to put myself through, but I need to make sure I have to go step by step. But life as a whole, kind of, is going a bit decent for once.
So life is life-ing
in a good way. Yeah,
and that's what's important.
Yeah,
life to be life-ing,
very important.
So
We decided to rebrand the podcast.
We did. And I guess we should go ahead and apologize for kind of just disappearing out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because we did a podcast last year and this is the first one since. So at least we're back, you know. Yeah, we have to look at the good stuff. At least we're back.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess we went into it. We spoke at the beginning of the year and we're like, yeah, we want to bring this back up. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I think I will say, you can tell me otherwise, but I think we've taken a slightly different approach this time. Last time we kind of took things into our own hands. We tried to organize everything by ourselves. But I think this time we was like, do you know what? Gonna take the back seat and we're gonna let God. We're just gonna let God.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I feel like that I agree, because last time, even though, yeah, we felt like, yeah, it was right to start, but we didn't know when to start it. And then it was very difficult at the time because we was doing it through Zoom. COVID. And then we was trying to figure out other ways to make sure the audio's right, make sure the camera's right. And then the timing was not timing. Like,
yeah.
Everything was just in scrambles. And then on top of that, we were busy, mm-hmm. like insanely busy. We had no way we can make time to like to do an episode or anything. But I feel like now, despite of how busy we are, I feel like now we're starting on a good track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're on a better path now.
Yeah.
And we organize properly now to make sure that you will get episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was really nice. And we changed the name. What's it called again?
2020 Vision Podcast. Yeah. It's snazzy, isn't it? It has a little bit of twang to it.
Yeah.
But it's like 2020 Vision I see clearly, but also Exodus 2020 Vision. You get it. It's wordplay. That is classic wordplay. But yeah.
Yeah, everything is the same as always.
But there is one new thing. We got a studio.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, you see around us? Like, you won't believe where we found us.
It's actually hilarious.
It was very out of nowhere. So basically, our church had this 3-day conference,
mm-hmm.
and we had one prophet, very strong, very powerful prophet to come in. God forgive me, I forgot his name. Chidi. Prophet Chidi. There you go. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to him, man. He did wonders for my life, I can't lie.
Yeah.
And one of the conferences, he said that he was telling us a story about how things may, it will happen by accident, but it will come as a form of a blessing. It will come within your favor.
Mm-hmm.
So surprisingly, I received a message from Sharon, and she messaged me. She was like, I found this area, it's for free. I sit there and look at my phone like, a studio for free? Really? That's a bit, in this economy, that's a bit, it's a bit sketchy, but yeah, where did you find it though?
When or where?
Where?
That's funny too. Found it on TikTok, and what's funny, because it was during my exam period, so I wasn't meant to be on TikTok. I actually deleted the app to make sure that I was focused. Mm-hmm. And then keep in mind that this was either the day after or 2 days after the seminar had finished. So I think I was bored or something. I'm not very sure.
Yeah.
I was bored. I was halfway through revision. I decided to take a 5-minute break. 5 minutes turned to 2 hours, but we don't talk about that.
Damn.
We don't talk about that. That's not what we're focusing on here.
All right.
But yeah, I was scrolling through, and I got an advert for the studio, and I was like, okay, more information, North London, tick, okay, mm-hmm. close to get to, tick, free, what?
Yeah. I mean, like, at first we were like,
it has to be a scam.
It had to be. So, like, we picked a day to come check it out and everything. We checked in, it was like, all right, cool, like, this is the podcast room, obviously, as we're in, and then there's, like, one for music and one for
photography.
And I'm like, wow, this is... Legit. And then we actually asked that, like, how much is it? He was like, oh no, it's for free. I'm like, are you sure? Like, are you sure you're not gonna scam us in any way? He was like, no, completely free. And we sat there, was like, yeah, God really worked in our favor because we were looking for a studio.
That was a clear example of an accidental blessing.
No, 100%.
Because that was purely by accident. I shouldn't. Imagine if I decided to focus on my exams and not go through TikTok.
I mean, don't Where take would this the be? Wrong way. Yeah, don't take this the wrong way. Like, I'm happy that you found it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
probably should have been.
I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so happy you found this during your revision time. But at the same time,
should have been revised.
It should have been like.
Do you know what? Well, there's nothing I can do. We thank God we found the place. Now we're using the place. Now you got high quality mics.
Yeah, man, and the camera's here, lovely and everything.
And the cute lighting.
And the
is a vibe.
Like everything is on point. But you'll be expecting more from us in this room,
mm-hmm.
more to come. We're hoping to invite more people here since now we have a bigger space
mm-hmm.
To do everything. And yeah, we actually have a lot in plan for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And not only for the podcast, for the YouTube channel as well, which you should stay subscribing. And yeah, that's basically it. It's been a day.
But yeah, that was a nice little background to us, I guess. Background to how we got in this place. I think you should get to know us a little more. Obviously, if you can't already tell, we're Christians.
Of course.
This is a Christian podcast.
Child of God.
But we want to make this, like, personal and, you know, make it clear that we ain't saints. You know, we are human. We go through stuff. We make mistakes. We embarrass ourselves. Speaking of, have there been any embarrassing things you may have done in your Christian walk at church?
There's loads. There is loads. I can't, because I don't want to relive it.
just pick one.
Let's see. One embarrassing thing. I think it was like back when I was, let's see, before I gave my life to Christ. So this is back when I was kind of forced to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was a time where we had to do some sort of performance. I think it was during Christmas time. Yeah. During Christmas time, we were doing a performance.
I'm a bit scared now.
And No, we was doing a performance, and then we was doing the story of Joseph.
Okay.
I was one of the brothers, Levi. So, okay. Obviously, back in my prime time, I mean, I think I'm still
but prime time.
I like to get into my auntie error and, you know, over exaggerate because that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like I played the role way too well to the fact that people didn't even understand what I was trying to say. But anyways, we move on. The embarrassing part was that I think it was Levi when we was selling Joseph. I felt so guilty. I can't lie at that part. But we were selling Joseph. It was like, yeah, he's our little brother. Slavery, and then I was the one collecting the money in it. So I must have did some Hollywood stuff, like I was just walking.
Oh my gosh!
To the people who's paying for slavery, I was giving some walk. Yeah, I grabbed the money, like, and then walked off. And then
in church,
and then everyone looked at me like, ooh. Who's this girl? Like, wow! But everyone laughed in it. And then the last scene when Joseph was like big and mighty and got everything with him. Yeah. So obviously I'm the one who had to go forward, be like, yeah, can you give us some food? And he must have gave me a dirty look. Like, it was all for the play. Joseph gave me the dirty look. And then I looked up and down, I was like, okay, God, I'm going to die here somehow. And then I walked off the stage. and then they continued. I just stayed off the stage because I was like, no, I couldn't. I felt so guilty playing the role. And it was embarrassing for me because I was so confident. But I felt like I had too much pride mm-hmm. in it. Like, I feel like I was in the story. And then it got to a point where I was like, yeah, nah, step back.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Not that embarrassing, but it was embarrassing for me. I can't.
You don't like to think back to that.
That was... Yeah, but anyways.
I get that.
What was yours?
Do you know what? Just like Divine, I have too many. Too many embarrassing moments. People who go to my church will know that. I constantly... I'm not going to use the word fall, because fall is not a nice word. What's the word? Like, I do this to myself. And it's not my fault, but it is. Which to choose? That's the problem. Okay, I'm going to give one. It's not necessarily embarrassing, but I just hate thinking about it. Mm. It was the year, I think, 2011. Church special service. The youth are, like, taking the lead. We're all doing all sorts of stuff. And I'm sure, like, Divine can just testify that I, especially when I was younger, I was way too confident in myself. Like, I thought I was the it girl.
But especially in performance.
Especially in performance. But I wasn't. I wasn't. And it wasn't that, yeah, I'm not trying to be, like, prideful, but I wasn't the worst dancer. I wasn't the worst singer, right? It's just that I was just too comfortable. Like, someone needed to just slap me in the face with a bit of humility. But yeah, 2010 to 2011, I'm given the solo during a dance. I get up there, do my cute little thing. I've never done, because my parents, they recorded it. When I see that, I literally just want to just eat myself. I just want to erase. I just want to disappear. I don't understand how I was allowed to dance like that. I don't understand who allowed me to dance like that in church. Maybe because I was a child.
Yeah, it's probably because we were such kids.
Never again.
Yeah.
But yeah, and singing, no, that's Divine's thing, not mine. I had to learn that the hard way. But yeah, it was just that specific performance. Nothing necessarily went wrong. I mean, I did rip my skirt, but no one knew about that. And it didn't like get worse. Luckily, there was, like, you know, like the seamstress kind of people. They came and saved the day. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
But yeah, it was just, that was embarrassing. But yeah, I just don't like to think about it. Thinking about it now, it just has to be so, oh, yeah.
No, now that I think about it, back in the day, those performances was...
There was something.
It was something else. Like, I still remember that one song, what's it called? I have a baby.
No, no.
Who is always by my side.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that performance too.
To the left.
He is always by my side. To the front.
Yeah. I remember that song. Yeah. It has never left my mind all my days.
I'm okay with that though.
It was not that bad.
It wasn't that bad, yeah.
We've done worse than that.
But we don't need to discuss
you don't
that.
Need to know that.
We don't need to discuss that right now.
All right. Okay, so we're gonna end off like a little icebreaker question.
Mm.
So the first question would be, if we were to meet one person from the Bible, apart from Jesus, because obviously everyone wants to meet the big guy. Like,
okay.
Apart from Jesus, who would you meet and why?
Do you know what? Yeah. I have two people,
okay,
but kind of for the same reason, but then I guess you could apply this to anyone in the Bible. I would actually want to meet Peter or Paul, right? And the reason why I would... Probably more Paul than Peter because of the example that they show of sinner to saved in the sense. Like,
okay, yeah.
And it's something that I can personally relate to. So, like, if we was to sit down between us three, that conversation would be deep. It would be deep. But, like, the process of going like, that old life to the new life, and also acknowledging that, yes, you've given your life to Christ. yes, you're this new person, but every now and, like, again, like I said before, you're not perfect. Mm-hmm. And every now and then there is that possibility that you could trip up, you know, kind of stumble on your faith. Say, for example, when Peter denied Jesus 3 times, but we don't talk about that.
It was a real one, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but it was a thing where, as bad as it was like, that's kind of something that we go through whether we realize it or not. Like, say, for example, when you're in school and people don't know that you're a Christian, technically that's denying God. But hey.
We're not perfect.
I don't know.
We're all perfect.
Yeah, I would just, like, I would meet them and want to have a conversation or conversations with them and talk about, like, the more fleshly aspect of being a Christian and, like, what it's really like, how do we maintain the spiritual side, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Especially with Paul, because Paul was known for killing Christians.
Yeah.
And then he turned a Christian himself.
Mm.
That must be an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine just sitting at this in heaven, yeah, you're with Paul, you're like, so what happened? He was like, you know what? I was on the road, just riding on my donkey, yeah. Next thing I know, I'm blind.
What?
And then I heard a voice, and then I was like, yeah, I need to change my ways.
Say no more.
Now, Paul's a good one.
What about you?
For me, I would go for Jonah.
Okay.
And Judas. And I feel like...
trying to be interesting.
Now, the thing with Judas here...
Yeah, go on.
As in, I just sit there and I would look at you. I'd just be like, what's wrong with you?
Okay.
Literally, you were handpicked by Jesus, called by his disciple. You have ate with him. You have drank with him. You have spoke with him. You have learned from him. And you still betrayed him. Like, it was... it's so baffled to me, like, it's, I don't know, it was very baffled to me. And when I saw, there was one verse when there was in the Last Supper,
mm-hmm.
and then Jesus was like, one of you will betray me. And then, you know how everyone was asking, yeah, is it me? And like, no, it's not you. Is it me? No, it's not you. Yeah. And then when Jesus, it always makes me laugh, when Jesus, Judas said, is it me, Jesus? Jesus really said, don't play games with me.
Yep. You already know what time it is.
Don't play games with me. Like, he already knew.
That is so embarrassing. But
to be honest, Jesus actually accepted it because he knew that that was the mission that he had
mm-hmm.
to carry out. And Judas... anyways, we don't talk about him. Jonah, however...
Jonah, go on.
...is who I relate to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I relate to a lot. So, obviously, we know Jonah. He's a prophet. And he was called to go to Nineveh to... tell the people to stop their bad things, they're doing everything. But instead of going that way, he ran. I relate to him a lot because I feel like there were times when God has came to me and told me to go in this route.
Mm.
And then I tend to take a different route, which is more complicated than the route that God has put me through.
Okay.
But at the same way, it teaches me that not everything will be handed to you easy. Because
mm-hmm.
obviously we're human, we make mistakes. Not everything will, like, be quick just like that.
Yeah.
But the way I related to Jonah is, like, there was one point when Jonah was sitting in the fish, yeah, I feel like fish, whale, whatever it was called.
It was a fish.
It was a fish.
Whale is a fish anyway, so.
Yeah. I feel like those 3 days when Jonah was in that fish, I feel like there was a time when I just sat there in 3 days. I was like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking to myself, like, is this the life that I want to be living? Like, do I want to go forward? Do I want to go backwards? Is this certain goals is going to help me to get to this destination? These type of people around me, is that bring me to destination? So I was like sitting there thinking through life, like, is this the right way to go? And then on the fourth day, that's when I went back to God and I was like, all right, God, I'm going to hand it over to you. Might be hard, might be difficult, but your way is your way alone. So I got full of you. So ever since that day, I was just been through God's way. Even though he works in weird, mysterious ways that just puts me in such a situation that I don't want to be in. But regardless, glory to God. Mm-hmm. So I actually want to talk with Jonah about that, because I don't know, feel like we'll vibe out from that. Yeah.
Do you know, that's really interesting. I didn't think of Jonah like that. Like, I knew the story, but yeah, it's like, interesting.
I mean, obviously, we don't know what he was doing in that world. Or for all we know, he could be watching Netflix or anything. We don't know what he was doing in that world.
I don't know.
But in my perspective, that's what I feel like he was doing. Because obviously, you run away from God. Who runs away from God and thinks you won't get found?
Good point.
Yeah. That's what I feel like.
Okay.
Interesting.
Fair enough. Well, okay. So, we was talking about, like, where we are right now. Would you care to share what have you been doing recently, like, spiritually-wise? Like, a little update.
I can't, like, God has put me in so many positions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But right now, before, if I look myself before, I'll be like, I would never expect myself to be in this situation. But now, in one of my churches, I'm in media, helping with media, kind of, not really much, but yeah, and singing in the choir. And then in my other church, I'm singing in the choir and hoping to be a youth pastor. So I feel like now this is the type of path that I was meant to be taking years ago. But to be honest, I'm happy I took it now, because then I wouldn't have learned the mistakes and the situations I was in before that helped me to improve myself and encourage myself to be in this situation now.
Okay.
So yeah, spiritually, it's going well. With the big man upstairs, having talks and all that. Mm-hmm. Solid. Sometimes we have arguments, but you know, it's simple. That's just our relationship. Like, yeah.
It's a love relationship.
Yeah, it's a love relationship. But yeah, what about you?
Ooh, I think, do you know what? There's progression. There's definitely a bit of progression. I'm, because of exams. Yes, everyone tells you, okay, when you're like in school, you prioritize God and da 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 da. No one said it would be easy. Yeah, that would have been really nice if someone told me that beforehand, but no one did. And that's okay. So I will acknowledge that my prayer life, my spiritual life did take a bit of a backseat. But ever since, well, pretty much like a few weeks towards the end / the ending of my exams, I've started to, that's really been my priority now. So Bible study. Going ham on Bible study. I just started to study the book of John.
Interesting.
Really interesting.
Wait, which one?
John. Not one John, two John. Not that one.
The actual John.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Like I've read, a chapter a day. Depth Bible study, because that's what you like to see. Understand every word, every phrase. Yeah, that's been really interesting. It's already started to change my perspective, because it's like I was really very much reflecting on my path. Why was it so easy for me to put my faith on the back seat when I was in school?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm going back to school soon, you know? So I want to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
And I realized it was like, I feel like I'm doing well in my spiritual life, but I know I could be doing more. And you can't do more if you don't have the knowledge of how to do more. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, let's go back to the basics and let's find out, let's learn about who Jesus is. Who's the big man upstairs? Who's J-God, you know? So that's why I went to John, because I felt like John is one of the best, obviously because he's one of the writers for the Gospels, but I felt like his was like the rosy, pink, beautiful presentation of Jesus. Not like the others weren't, but I felt like that was just the best way to understand Jesus in accordance to salvation. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. Outside of that, I work in church. I'm always with my people, them, like her. And I guess what I will say, which I like, is that I'm becoming a lot more spiritually mature as well. Like, now I'm stopping. If I know, like, there's some stuff I shouldn't be doing or there's some places I shouldn't be going, as hard as it is, it's like, Sharon, you need to discipline yourself. kind of thing. But yeah, like I said, I feel like all of that under one word, progression. Progression. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. And yeah, that's good. So yeah. Okay, I think one last question.
Let's see. What's the last one question? Let me see. Okay, sounds simple. What genre would you listen to, and what is your favorite song from that genre?
You can't do this to
me. I know it's hard. Even myself, it's hard. I was looking through my Spotify before. Let me see, but I'm not sure. By the way, Spotify is the way to go, guys.
Absolutely.
It's the way to go.
Spotify over Apple Music.
Yeah.
Amazon Music. YouTube even, guys. Download Spotify. This is not a paid sponsorship, by the way. Just download
Yeah,
Spotify.
just, yeah.
That's it.
But because I can't lie. All three genres and then one song from each.
Okay, let's do it from there. Okay, it's easier, but it's not easy because, like I said, I have a lot of playlists. They all vary in genres. I will say, recently, my top three have been I can't decide, guys. Okay, so definitely one of them, because I'm Congolese, I love me some Congolese gospel. Very Lingala, very French. Recently, I have been jamming. Oh my gosh, I don't want to say her name wrong. Shaddai Ndombaxe, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it either, but.
But her album, Raison. Her song, Bolingo Isayo, with Jonathan Campbell. Oh, I listen to that every day. Second one, okay, I'm just going to, like, just do it initiative. Second one has to be, like, R&B-ish kind of gospel. Mm. Oh, my gosh. I'm really loving Gates and Judd lately. There's a song. I think it's Trust in You. Love that song. That's just, like... Yeah. Alrighty. And then my last one, it has to be Afrobeats. And my first favorite, and will probably be my all-time favorite artist, Called Out Music. Yeah. Hold On Me. Yeah. That's just my song.
That's the song to go.
That's the song to go to. But yeah, what about you? Off the bat, go.
Okay. Worship. I can't lie, I've been listening to a lot of worship.
Mm-hmm.
So one of worship songs would be Nathaniel Bassey.
Mm-hmm.
Bassey.
You know who we're talking about.
I'm so sorry if I pronounced it wrong. But yeah, his worship songs has been off the roof.
Amazing.
His album, Names of God.
Live.
Yeah.
Live worship.
You know, as a whole, that album.
Yeah.
For my the worship. Afrobeats, I would say, yeah, Called Out Music. Carla, I've been listening to him a lot. Ever since I went to his concert, I was blessed.
Next year. Next year we go again.
Yeah. We go again. With Called Out Music,
Called Out Music.
There you go. There's a song called Joy, but I like the other version.
The acoustic?
Yeah, that version. That version was so peaceful to me. Ooh. It was just like, yeah. But I like the upbeat version. I listened to both of it. But
yeah.
Yeah. And then my third one, I'll go more of the African sense. So I've been listening to more of Nigerian gospel.
Okay.
And I come across this song. My dad plays it a lot, so I never knew he knew this song.
Mm.
So it's called Okaka. Onkaka. I can't say it right. Bye. Okay. Frank, you know what? Let me play it. It's so good.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know this one, but it sounds good. It sounds good.
Nah, this song, we play it every time we're in the car because it keeps us, you know, when you're in the down mood, this song just It uplifts the spirits, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I actually love this song. Like, whenever I feel down, whenever I'm sad, whenever I just need a boost, this song's the way to go. Full blast.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm in a club. I can't lie. So, yeah, enjoy myself. But, yeah, those are my three songs.
Okay.
Well, album songs.
I'm sorry. I just have to... I feel so bad for not talking about this. Just one more. I am a sucker, 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 sucker for American 90s gospel.
Oh.
I love it with my whole heart. Guys, I get it. Kirk Franklin Revolution is great, but listen to the Winans. Listen to the Winans. Listen to the Winans, guys. Listen to the actual Winans group. Listen to Winans Phase 2. Listen to CC Winans. Guys, the goodness of God.
You know what?
Yeah.
Just for this, we'll make sure we'll put the playlist.
The playlist there. Down below. All of the songs that we talk about will be like
it will be down
linked
below.
To yeah. both the podcast and on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I just had to mention that. I just felt really guilty if I didn't.
Do you know Fred the thing Hammond, is, yeah? Mm. It's just like, because obviously the generation is more into like, you know what? This is for another episode.
Yeah.
This is for another episode.
We'll do one specifically on gospel music. Yeah. I feel like that'll be a really interesting conversation. Really good.
Well, this sums up for our time. And Caroline, I feel good being in.
Loved it.
In this area. This atmosphere is just amazing for me. Like,
I feel like I could speak for days.
Yeah, do you get it? Like, I could speak so freely. But thank you for you guys for watching, because we can actually say that now.
That's great. And listening. We're not forgetting about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. You can communicate with us through our socials, either personally or through our podcast socials, well, Insta. It'll all be linked below. And I hope to see you guys very, very soon.
No, you will.
Yeah,
you by will. By fire, by force.
Yes.
By fire, by force.
And any questions, if you have any questions, anything you want us to talk about, any topics, anything that you want us to
discuss, debate,
yeah. Put them down below. We'll be happy to do that for ya.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you guys. Love you guys.